US President Joe Biden has described Australia as the superpower's closest and most reliable ally. This statement has occurred amid international discussions following the UK, US and Australia nuclear submarine agreement. But what does it mean to Australia to be the United States' closest ally? And what future obligations does this entail? The Wire's Isla Liebenberg spoke to Suzanne Patton, a research fellow of foreign policy and defence at the United States Studies Centre, to dissect what a stronger US-Australia alliance means for us all.
Well, we've seen a series of events over the past few weeks that have indicated that Australia and the United States are going to be working closely together in the Indo-Pacific region. And the announcement last week of the trilateral partnership to assist Australia to acquire nuclear-powered submarines together with the United Kingdom, I think really indicate that the United States now sees the strategic situation in the Indo-Pacific region as being quite urgent. And the United States is keen to see allies like Australia step up and play a bigger role, which is why they're taking the unprecedented step of sharing their nuclear-powered technology for submarines with Australia.
And so what is Scott Morrison's current business in the US?
Scott Morrison is in the United States for a series of meetings. He has just today had a bilateral with the US President Joe Biden. He will also be in New York for the UN General Assembly. And then he'll go to Washington for the meeting of the Quad. And that's a particularly significant meeting because it's the first time that these four countries have met together at that top leadership level.
Joe Biden today described Australia as America's closest and most reliable ally. This is quite a strong statement. And what are the consequences of such an intimate alliance for Australia?
Australia and the United States have had a very close and important alliance going back now for 70 years. So in some ways, the decision last week for Australia to acquire the nuclear-powered submarines under the AUKUS arrangement should be put in that context. Australia already aims for a high degree of interoperability with the US military. It often said that, you know, Australia has fought along with the United States in every recent conflict that the United States has been involved in, every major conflict. So the alliance is already a very strong one. And I think the statements that we've seen today are really nothing out of the ordinary in that sense.
What do these statements reflect about the state of the world, or I suppose more specifically the Indo-Pacific region?
What we're seeing is that Australia is very concerned about the situation in the Indo-Pacific. Australia has said that the regional environment is deteriorating faster than had been anticipated previously. So what Australia really wants to see from the United States is a strong presence in the region, and that means both a strong engagement on defence issues with Australia, but also strong US partnerships with other countries in the region to help maintain a kind of balance against China's influence.
And so what do you think Australians' obligations will be to the US being one of their closest allies?
The nature of the Australia-US alliance meant that there are already expectations about Australian support for the United States in the event of a conflict in the region. And I don't think the AUKUS agreement changes that. But that being said, there would still be expectations that Australia would support US policy in the region. I think the important consideration for Australia is to focus on avoiding there being a conflict in the first place. Australia should be very much trying to create a regional environment that makes conflict less likely, as well as preparing to deter and respond to possible actions by China. Without the alliance, Australia would have to spend a lot more on defence than it already does. We rely very heavily on US military technology, on intelligence sharing with the United States. And I think the agreement to establish the AUKUS arrangement really indicates Australia's intention to continue down that path and to double down on that path of a strong alliance with the United States.
And do you think that there's any drawback?
I think one of the key drawbacks of the agreement is that it actually pushes Australia's timeline for acquiring the new submarines further into the future. it could be 2040, so another 20 years or so before Australia actually gets the first of these submarines. Now, given the changes that we're seeing in the region already, some defence analysts are questioning whether that's soon enough.
Suzanne Patton, Research Fellow of Foreign Policy and Defence at the United States Study Centre, ending that report by Isla Liebenberg.